All right, you guys, welcome back to One Drink In. It's Nilu and Chloe, and this is episode 52.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Hey.
Hi.
Question for you.
I'm like, what?
Do you know your body count?
I think the body count thing is so dumb. I think it's just...
It's so out.
It's so...
It was a conversation, not what was my body count, but like, have you ever told anybody? And I'm like, anything that happens, I say BC to him, like before Chloe, I don't want to know. Unless...
Oh, about him.
Yeah.
But okay, I also think... But most of the time, everyone lies.
But
everyone lies about it. So what's the point of even asking whether it's...
They're going to lie.
And it's going to hurt your own feelings.
Yeah. You're going to hurt your own feelings. It was just a silly conversation. Do people still discuss that or not?
No, because
they don't.
I feel like it's just shame. They're trying to... If someone's asking you, then it's shaming you.
Yeah. I feel like it's different if you have a lighthearted, fun conversation that leads into like... fun things that you've done, shared stories, but I don't think it needs to directly be like, how many girls have you slept with?
Yeah, and I also,
it's not gonna go anywhere good.
I do think sometimes being too open about things in the past will end up like
biting you.
Yeah, like because then one small thing that you say that could trigger something in them that they're like can't get out of their head or whatever. Just whatever happened in the past, just don't fucking
just leave
bring it.
It
up
unless yeah. It has affected you in a mental capacity and it has defined who you are. Feel free to share that when you're ready, but I don't think it's necessary. No. I also think something that I'm seeing a lot of when obviously we share our dating stories and it's entertainment, but sometimes when you're the single friend in the group, it's kind of like, depending on where you're at in the dating world, right? Mm-hmm. You could be at like a hard place in dating and you could be at like a great place. You might overshare information. And I feel like we should get away from asking friends. The single friends how their single dating life is going. Because mm-hmm. if you're in a relationship, you genuinely could be asking this. You could be asking and being genuine about it. But at the same time, they could be going through a hardship and it's entertainment for you. And they might mm-hmm. be oversharing things in turn. Like when someone's like, how's your dating life going? And I'm like, oh my God, it's great. This is how I'm feeling. I'm going to automatically overshare.
Yeah.
Then I overthink. And then it takes me into creating a narrative.
Are you saying you'll overshare, you overthink, and then you're like,
wait,
what if, and if it's too early on, and then it's yes. like, fuck, why did I introduce this?
Yeah.
And then they're going to ask me next time, like, how's it going? And then if it's not going well, it's a whole thing.
Yes.
So yeah. I think it's like good to...
So if
not
you're single,
talk
don't
about
overshare.
Things too. Yeah. I think also be selective about what you want to share with your friends and stuff. If it's a guy that you know is not going to be serious and that, you know, nothing's going to come from it and it's just fun and you want to gossip about it, whatever. But if it's someone you're serious with, I don't overshare about if it's a guy I really like, I won't overshare about anything too sexual or, you know, reveal anything about him that later down the road, if things were to like, you know, if we yeah. were to date or if we were ever to be super serious, I wouldn't want people to know about. I don't know. I think that's partly just a respect thing. If it's someone you actually care about,
totally.
I would stay away from oversharing about your dating life. I think there's other fun things. If you want a shitty date, whatever, overshare that. Right. Or if you like are going on a first date or whatever and you want to update your friends, sure. But when it comes to someone you really care about, I would keep it private until it's, you know, until you really know. Just because otherwise things just tend to get messy. People start to ruin things.
I also feel like people, and the people who are asking are probably saying it coming from a place of
right.
love.
Yeah, I don't think
it's at the end way. Of the day. But unless they're literally like helping you go through a situation, I feel like spare them the details because, and I can say I've definitely done this where I've been talking to a guy and I'm like, oh, he's great, but there's this, this, and this that I'm really like torn about. And it's like, now I've put that thought out there. Mm-hmm. I'm now overthinking that. And I end up being mad at him. And that was a past thought, right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, I should have let that go and been like, our current state is great. I feel like it's important to vent. And that's where you can, you know, vent, maybe find a friend that will say, hey, I need to vent mm-hmm. and then ask them, hey, do you want advice or do you want me to listen?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's also helpful. Yeah. If I'm just like, Nilu, I need to vent to you. And you're like, okay, great. I know you're always going to give me your opinion anyway, which I do appreciate.
I know. That's why I'm a hard person to go to about things because I'll be pretty like honest. Which sometimes is good if you need that or if you want that. But if you don't want that, then I'm like, don't go.
You don't have, like, if someone wants selective hearing, not to go to you.
No.
Yeah. But that's good because then you're you. I mean, well, you give an unbiased opinion. You give an unbiased opinion. Anyway, I just saw a TikTok about it, and I found that to be super interesting. Of like, your hardships are other people's entertainment, and don't allow that to happen and set that boundary. Yeah. And I feel like that's definitely something that a lot of us can relate to in this like dating world that we live in right now.
I think a good phrase that I heard was "keep it private until it's permanent," because I feel like people love to ruin a good thing.
Yeah,
people love to like see people fall. People love to like.
They're nosy and they like to dig.
It's people like drama. People like gossip. They don't. Mm-hmm.
This segment is just going to be called I saw a TikTok. How to get over him quickly.
Okay. And?
Literally make a list of icks. If you ever come across an ick, and just look at that list, and you will get over him within 5 minutes. The icks become red flags, which become your non-negotiables.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. You just have to put them out and make a list and not be, well, we can be sad girls, but like you literally have to make an ick list quickly. You have to look at it. You have to let it digest and then you have to move on.
Yeah, but I feel like I have made an ick list before and I've still been like,
it's hard,
sad and wanting whatever. And then, but then once you get the ick, it's like the best feeling.
Cause you're over it.
Yeah.
When you get the ick.
When you get the final
You're ick. Like, I'm actually not into this anymore.
Yeah, and I actually recently, I had this guy that I was, like, talking for a couple months. And there was just shit that happened. I went off to Europe, and then we stopped talking when I got back. And he reached back out. And I was like, you know, I don't know if I am still into him or if I'm fully over him yet. And so I was like, you know, playing with the idea of, okay, am I still into him? And like, entertaining it and stuff again. And then it was just one of those feelings where you're just like, oh, wow. You realize he isn't shit. I feel detached from it.
That's good.
I like right now, I like love being in this place of like detachment. I'm not attached to any single person. Mm-hmm. And I just feel very like free and content on my own. And I don't know. I like being there. So I'm really not going to give my energy to someone or let someone have any type of influence on my day-to-day.
Yeah.
And so I just like being there right now. But if there was ever going to be anything else, I would just need someone to be above and beyond. Whoever I end up with, like whoever I just, like I have no desire to be with anyone right now. So if I'm going to give someone a chance, you have to be it. I'm just not playing around with like bullshit anymore. It's just not it for me.
But do you think that entertaining something that you're maybe, you know, this guy is definitely like a maybe, right? You're like, I don't know where it's going. I'm content with it, but I don't really care for it to develop any further. But out of respect for him, do you think that he thinks that it's something more?
No.
Or do you think he sits in the same spot you do?
No.
No, he does. Okay. I had a conversation similar to this, but with one of my guy friends. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of times when we aren't interested, and your situation to the side, right? Okay. But when we aren't into someone, we don't always address it. And
okay, I will say if it was a different situation, I would address
it. But in alignment to this conversation, right? Okay, not necessarily that specific, but like, say you go on a date with a guy and you're like, it went okay, I don't really care to go on another date with him. He asks you out on a date again. Would you be like, hey, actually, I don't see this going anywhere?
Yeah, that I would definitely do. This situation is a little different because like, I just know that he's a little bit on the fuckboy side, so he doesn't deserve anything more from me. But if it was a nice, you know, if it was just like a first date or something, and he was like continuously trying to ask me out again and again, I've had this conversation now where I've been like, hey, just to let you know, like, I'm not interested, but like, I definitely would love to still be your friend.
Yeah.
And they took it really well.
See, I think that's so mature, and I think that's what I personally don't have a lot of experience in, but I think a lot of people don't really know how to handle that situation because they're like, I'll hurt their feelings, or I want to keep the door open just in case, when it's like, you literally can't let better opportunities come in if you don't like cut off what's literally like maybe sucking your energy, or that guy might be really into you and you're not into him, and like, you got to cut him off and let him go. But that's what my guy friend, he's like, I went on a date and it was okay. I knew it wasn't going anywhere. And out of respect for her, he proactively said, hey, I had a great time with you, but I don't see this going anywhere. I would love to remain friends. I think you're super interesting. Yeah. Like, la, la, la. I had so much respect. Yeah. Like,
1,000% better.
So much respect.
And the guy that I have done that with, the most recent one where I was like, you know, I just, he would like ask me out on dates and I was like, I'm really not into him. It's just not it for me. And I basically was like, said that whole thing. I just want to be upfront. Like, I'm not interested in dating right now or whatever, but like definitely open to being friends if you're okay with just that.
Yeah.
And he was like cool with it. And then he invited us out with like him and his friends and it was like totally fine. There was no weirdness. Cause I don't want to go out with people who are going to be trying or whatever. It's like, if like, you are going to be like creepy and weird, go away. But if you are able and capable of just being friends and cordial and like having all our friends hang out together and bringing people together, down for that.
I respect that. I miss just having guy friends around and not having to deal with like somebody trying to like approach me or you know what I mean? Trying to fuck me at the end of the day. Like, no, just be my fucking friend.
But guys are going to try. They're like, you know what I mean?
I know. But like my guy friends, when I turned the switch, it was like, and you know what did it was like when I realized we were friends, we maybe had a conversation that we were going to be friends.
Yeah.
And then we collectively started talking about dates, like dates I was going on and dates he was going on. So it was like clear as day that we were friends.
The person that I had this conversation with more recently, we never went on a date. We never even got to that far. We never hooked up, nothing. If it was a guy that I was hooking up with, I'm a little iffy about the whole friend thing because it's like at the end of the day, how good of friends are you really going to be when they are dating someone else and they do move on eventually? Like, is that person going to, you know what I mean? Out of respect to their new partner, like, their partner's probably depending not gonna on, want you around. Yeah. If I know the guy I'm dating, his best girlfriend they fucked before, no. Yeah. You're not. Like, the best girlfriend is no.
Yeah.
And I say that also because I've been the best girlfriend and I know what it's like. And it's like, no, you don't need a girl best friend.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of times when I've been talking to people and like instead of addressing the conversation, I've just let it fizzle.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever ghosted anyone?
Yeah, probably. But people that, I'm sure. Yeah.
I feel like I've only...
Maybe not a hard ghost.
There's only like one guy I've like hard ghost. And that was because he only like would reach out when he wanted something sexual. And like I had to have that conversation multiple times to be like...
I think I would block.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I would ghost. I would just straight up block.
Yeah. But I think that's the only person I've ever really ghosted outside of like getting someone's number a night out at the bar and then not realize, like not remembering who it was and just not responding.
Yeah, I don't necessarily full ghost. I'll do like a won't answer all your texts back and then like but respond every once in a while. Like, you know.
Why?
Well, because it's not like they did anything wrong, but like I'm just not trying. They'll be like asking a stupid question that I don't really feel like answering, but then maybe the next question I do feel like answering. So is that normal?
No. No, I just don't
answer. You've never had like a guy text you three times in a row and then you answer once and then, you know, but you don't have an issue with them. You're like, I'm just not going to answer every single time.
Yeah.
But they keep sending texts. I'm like, that's fine.
Like, what do they need?
Like, random shit. They don't need anything. I think they're
just, I guess it just depends the tie of the person.
But, like, I'm also like, okay, I still want to be invited to do something. Like,
okay, but back to guys having girl best friends or girls having guy best friends.
I'm not really into it.
It's such an interesting
spot. And this is coming from someone who has been really good friends with guys.
Because I'm like always, like I had all those guys friends, right? Yeah, and it's like, I understand why the girls didn't like me. I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm also trying to be open because I'm like, so that's the weird dynamic.
If you knew one of his like close girlfriend that he still texts and calls and hangs out with, they fucked, but they say like, no, we're just friends now. How would you feel?
That's like, tough.
You know?
It's tough because I know how I am, but I don't know how they are. So it's like you're always going to project how you are at the end of the day. If a guy's like, I don't trust that guy, it's because he doesn't trust himself around. You know what I mean?
No, I just think it's because...
Like, it's always going to be a gut feeling. No one's going to love it.
Yeah, it's just like unnecessary kind of. I don't know.
I'm just toying with the idea of like, I don't know how bitchy. I don't want to be the bitchy girlfriend, but men do love bitches. But I don't want to be the bitchy girlfriend, you know?
I don't think it's being bitchy. I think it's boundaries. For me, I'm not trying to date someone who's best friends with a girl they used to fuck. I'm not into it. But you can be into it. I don't care what you do. But I'm not into it.
Okay.
I don't know how you when you were. I don't think I would. It just is going to create a weird dynamic of like, if they're ever like laughing and flirting and, you know, like making inside jokes together, you're just like, ew.
See, and I've never like.
I've also been like,
oh, that's great. She seems super nice. I'm glad you can share that.
But I've never really been in a situation where.
You've had that.
you know, yeah. weird. I'm like, go away.
Getting weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about what's in and what's out this week. What's in?
Thrifting is in.
Oh yeah. You found some good stuff
lately. I have an addiction to thrifting right now. I think I've gone once a week and I like just love it. I think it's so fun to find like these like pieces that no one else is going to have that people are like asking where you got it from. I don't know. I just love that feeling. And maybe that's like my ego. Or my, I like the validation of like having something that no one else has. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's why I like thrifting right now. I just think it's like fun to have like a unique style.
You want to tell me what else is unique that you want to do?
Oh, I don't know if it's that unique. I think it's.
But nobody has it.
No, I think people are doing it. I think I want to get a tramp stamp, but hear me out. It's not going to be permanent. It's going to be, so there's this place called Ephemeral Tattoo. And I've gotten one from them before, and it's, like, made to fade, so it only lasts, like, up to 15 months. Granted, though, this has been a year. It's on there pretty well. It's
definitely not faded.
So it's not faded yet. But I'm working with them to do, like, a TikTok for mm-hmm. basically a tattoo. And so I can get any tattoo, and I can get it anywhere, and I know that this tattoo is going to fade. And I just think, like, a tramp stamp would be kind of, like, ironic and funny because it's, like, I don't know, the Y2K and, like...
What are you getting? Like, the bimbo aesthetic. What are you getting a tramp stamp? Like, what is it going to be? A big butterfly? Or, like, swirls?
I think I would have to do some research and, like, look at some, like, you know... old celebrities from the 2000s and yeah. see what they had done and kind of do mm-hmm. a fun little descent. I don't know. I'm kind of okay. into it. It's going to fade. It's like the only time I would be able to have one. Or, I mean, if I, another option is just getting like a 2-week temporary
henna tattoo,
water tattoo that you put on or whatever. So that okay. could be my other option as far as yeah. tramp stamps go. I obviously do not want to get a permanent real tattoo tramp stamp. Fuck no. I'm not an idiot. Well, I am, but not that big of an idiot. And I might just do that and then do my like ephemeral tattoo somewhere else, like maybe my shoulder, like a small little like okay. cute neck tattoo. Yeah. Like not like a full blown neck, but like back behind your ear kind of. Or maybe on like the back of my arm or my shoulder, whatever.
Like one of those cute know. Spots. Okay.
Yeah. But I'm into the tramp stamps. I would say temporary tramp stamps are fine and in for me.
Okay. I support you on that journey.
Thank you. Oh, can I say one more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another thing that's in for me, this isn't necessarily just for this week. The aesthetic I want to go for this fall is going to be Coastal Cowboy.
Okay.
So it's kind of like Western, West Coast vibes with a little bit of like that East Coastal grandma vibes,
mm-hmm.
but with like cowboy boots. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can look it up on TikTok.
So like flannels and like oversized, but like cowboy boots. Like you're on a farm.
Okay. Yeah. Like I would wear like an oversized knit sweater dress with cowboy boots or a flowy white button down with a little denim vest and, you know, boots or something.
I know what you mean. That's a very cute style. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I think that could be my style.
I like that a lot for you.
Little. I don't know. But then other times I like to do the more, you know, Gen Z grunge girl, whatever yeah. that is.
I like that journey.
Okay. What's in for you this week?
I'm trying to think of what's in for me this week. Outside of floral arrangements, because that's every week I make a floral arrangement for myself. And
oh,
we
I
got
love
new
that. I think yeah. that's so cute.
It's like my happy space. And we got
I
new
think
plants.
Flowers are so, so good.
I think that's so good for the soul. And it's like $10 that you should spend on yourself every week. Taking a girl's day.
Oh, yeah.
A girl's day. I think that's so underrated and underutilized. It's taking a girl's trip somewhere small and doing something together and making it intentional. I know that's not like great, this is in or out, but like that was just something that was kind of a highlight, I guess, this week. The girls did the fair. We all did, not all. I did
not Nilu.
I did. Nilu did not go. They were sold out, but I did mushrooms. Literally sold the spike out. Of serotonin when you go on the rides. I literally saw my life flash before my eyes going on those
the
fucking
carnies.
Rides. Oh my God. Okay. What is...
But if you don't have girlfriends to go, if you don't have friends, that's okay. And you can't go to the fair. I would say another thing that's in and cool to do is taking yourself on a date. Literally plan a day of just doing things that you love and
you
want to
do.
Happy.
Yeah.
I think it's totally fine to take yourself on a date, spend the day alone, wake up, go for like, I don't know, a walk or exercise in some way, and then maybe hit up a farmer's market, go shopping, whatever, go to a movie, go get your favorite coffee. Just treat yourself and spend the day with yourself
treat
on
yourself.
A date.
Treat yourself.
So taking yourself on a solo date is fun and cool.
Okay,
fun
what's cool. what's out? I'm going to say an unpopular opinion because it's definitely not out, but it is my opinion on what's out, and that sororities.
Oh, I think sororities are definitely out.
But like they're Bama, Rush, that whole drama, like it is so in right now.
Is it? Okay, so yeah.
Sorority's out.
And this is coming from a girl who was in a sorority and was a psychopath. And if you knew me in my sorority days, I am so sorry because I was unhinged, mentally unwell. Mental health was at an all-time low. I don't even think I knew what mental health was. And I was an absolute monster. So apologies now.
I feel like really the idea of sorority is to be like philanthropic, they say, but it's really just to meet friends and like be associated with the right people. But I think at this rate, like you don't need to be in a sorority to be associated with those people. Like you literally have fucking TikTok and social media.
Ours was literally to get fucked up, go to parties.
Like I just don't love a community of women that have similar interests, but at the end of the day, like the whole idea of like going through and you like switching and you like having conversations with multiple people, God, and they were all so, fake conversations, yeah. Like and none of them were
the
genuine
other side of it, and like seeing how we acted when we were doing recruitment,
and you're like, this girl knows this guy, yeah. So she's out.
Oh my God. And if we didn't like
it was
a
so
legacy,
catty.
No, I'm not kidding, it was so fucked up. If we didn't like a girl, a legacy, we would intentionally be like super weird or super mean to them because we didn't have to automatically take them.
Yeah.
But we didn't want them to pick us. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Neela, we need
to. But I did meet some of my best friends in it. And so that part was great. And I had the best time, but I was a literal psychopath.
I feel like things are so different though. And definitely depends on the school you go to. Anyway, sorry, that was my hot take on what's out. I do love Bama Rush talk, but I hate it at the same time. So sororities are out. Genuine friend groups are in. Thank you.
Thank you. One drink in Facebook group, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, you guys. That's all for this week. Thanks so much for listening. As always, you can find us on TikTok at One Drink In and on Instagram at OneDrink.In. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. And we'll leave our handles and all our links in the show notes.
And we love you guys. And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, that's what I said.